Our guest at the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Wyman, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Wyman just got back from a trip to Walmart. How was that,
Well, Wyman? The streets are passable. The intersections are a little scary, and you need to be very careful with them. But just driving down Culver Street was manageable. And then the side streets, of course, don't have as much wear and they're easy to drive on.
I see. Well, that's interesting. You've lived in Commerce pretty much all your life. Have you ever seen anything close to this?
You know, I was commenting to someone yesterday, I have never experienced sub-zero temperatures in this town.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when the last time was. It hadn't been in my lifetime.
Yeah, I don't know if there ever has been.
I don't know.
Sub-zero.
When it was minus two when I got up this morning.
You know, the good news about that, Wyman, though, I couldn't tell, but now if I was out in it for 3 hours, I'm sure it would be different. But to be out in it for 5 or 10 minutes, I can't tell that much difference in that and 20 degrees. So
it's uncomfortable.
It's cold either way. And all right. So you've already made reference to the streets. What are some other things that people in Commerce specifically should be aware of?
You know, so many of our community members are suffering the rolling blackouts, and there is confusion about that. These blackouts are deliberate shutdowns.
Mm-hmm.
They're not due to equipment problems, and I've had several calls wondering when they're going to fix it. Well, that's not the deal. They've got to reduce the load on the whole grid or it goes down. So there is I don't know what the process is of how they decide where they're turning it off and how long it's going to be off, but it is necessary for anyone to have electricity. So that's confusion we need to clear up.
As we speak, of course, this is somewhat prior to the actual broadcast of this conversation, but on Tuesday, a pretty sizable share of Commerce was without power. Is that not right?
Right. Well, and that, of course, has affected city functions. It's been serious. The city hall has no power. The regular phone line to the police department's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, 911 is still working,
mm-hmm.
but it's challenging. And then we've got our water plant and our sewage treatment plant have had outages. Our wells have continued to pump, but then we've had problems getting electricity to pumps that take that water to the tower. So we're in a precarious position on many fronts, mm-hmm. and we need people to consider conserving water.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely avoiding any kind of a fire. We would be in trouble for drinking water if we have a fire.
We're talking with Wyman Williams, mayor of Commerce. That's just almost a terrible thing to contemplate, isn't it?
It's terrible. So we got to
be
careful.
Like.
And, you know, as people try to heat unconventionally, chances of fire are there.
Yeah, and by unconventionally, you mean?
Well, using extension cords or, you know, things that they don't normally use and might overload. Of course, it's not safe to use a gas cook stove to heat your house either.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got so many things that are precarious as far as fire safety
that
we need to be aware of.
Even been cases of people using gasoline-powered generators inside,
well,
of course, carbon monoxide.
Generators inside the house have killed a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you think, how many times do you have to say, don't do that?
Yeah. Well, but not everybody gets the message, and it just takes the one time for there to be a tragedy. So again, you're asking folks to not only conserve electricity but also water as much as possible.
Yes. Be aware that we've got some challenges in pumping water to the tower, and if we have a fire, it won't be a question of conserving. We won't have water for a while.
Mm-hmm. I think the thing about the rolling blackouts that I think a lot of people understand that, but their expectation of that is, okay, it'll be off for an hour or so. But when it's off for 9 or 10 hours, then...
That's what they were told.
Right.
It would be off for an hour and then back on, and then they'd go somewhere else. And as yet, that's not happened. They seem to be going back to the same accounts, and it's been tough.
Mm-hmm. And again, this is, we are speaking somewhat earlier than the broadcast of this conversation. Things may have gotten better, and we hope that they have. But in any case, I think for several days we're still going to need to be mindful of saving electricity and water.
Well, we're supposed to get more snow and maybe some
yep.
freezing rain, which
right.
is not good for any of us. But the temperatures will be a little higher, which is good.
Right. Also, as we speak, there was some uncertainty about as to whether the city council would meet on Tuesday night, but. You have some things there that you're looking at, and we've talked about the dog park, and I know that you can't talk about what action might be taken, but still that's an active thing.
Well, it's a discussion that we've had, of course, for almost a couple of years now, and we want to try to make some progress on it, so that's one of the items we'll discuss.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the dogs will be unleashed and able to exercise, and... They're pretty popular throughout the region.
And well, Wyman, do the best you can to stay warm and safe. And just like everybody else, we wish you and everyone good luck in the next few days.
Well, you stay warm, and appreciate the opportunity to get some information out.
Great. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line. Wyman Williams, Mayor of Commerce, you're starting to do with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.